Isaiah chapter 5, 20 through 24. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord, a God of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Does this passage depict the nation that you know? Does this passage depict the world that you know? United States, famous for Plymouth Rock and the Pilgrims, originally colonized by King James of England and what was called the Evangelical Charter, has fallen deeply into wickedness. The authority of the Word of God has been cast off and the spirit of bastardy embraced. God's precepts have been thoroughly discarded, and every day the accumulated weight of sin mounts. Nearly 60 million of America's children have been butchered or poisoned in the sanctity of their mother's womb. That is more than the present population of 26 U.S. states combined. Fornication and adultery are glorified. America's wives have become adulteresses, and her daughters harlots. Sexually transmitted diseases are pandemic. God's biological construction for man's desire to be for women and women for men has been rewritten by homosexuality. God's social construction of the marriage of a man and wife is quickly being demeaned and replaced with what God calls an abomination. Isaiah the prophet says the wicked will call evil good and good evil. Because Israel, God's chosen people, had cast off his word, the judgment of God fell upon them. They were destroyed by their enemies and cast out of their own country and scattered to the four corners of the earth. Neither the United States nor this globe will escape the wrath of God, which is truly knock, knock, knocking at the door. Things look hopeless, but there is a powerful, glorious, everlasting hope offered by God through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. It's called born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. Are you ready to jettison the corrupt morality of this world and embrace Jesus Christ the righteous as your Lord and Savior? Are you ready to cast your sin and shame and this life's bondages behind you? If you answered yes, then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. God said, Psalms 150:1-6, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. God said, Exodus 15:1-2, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. Man said, teaching the children about God and his Bible is child abuse, and it must be banned from our schools. Now the record. Uplifting, edifying music is God's gift to man. Music's marvelous benefits are extensively documented in the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 4, Jubal, the father of the musical instrument, was born, and his name means ram's horn, a musical instrument. Every 50th year, the Israelites observe the year of Jubilee. The word Jubilee is rooted in the name Jubal. This event was launched with the sounding of the shofar, which is the ceremonial ram's horn. Leviticus 25:8-12, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound. On the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. Several paragraphs follow from the God Said, Man Said feature, Music Power. Why is there this phenomenon of song and music? It transcends every nationality line and, for that matter, all of creation. It exists because it is part of the spiritual construct of all life, and all of God's creation is designed to harmonize with it. Within music is found great benefit to all of life, and God invests much instruction time in our owner's manual, the Holy Bible. A relatively new psychomedical area of training is making serious strides in the field of medicine, and it's called music therapy. Some of the following cited research will make its now recognized benefits abundantly clear. A marvelous thing to consider is that thousands of years before science knew the reason why, God in His perfect wisdom, the engineer and creator of all life, declared the importance of music in His Word, just another proof of the supernatural credibility of the Bible. Music is now known to improve immune response. A subject on this website titled A Merry Heart or a Broken Spirit declares that when one is in a joyful, positive spirit, something that music can help induce, his bone marrow pumps out red and white blood cells profusely. Red blood cells carry food and oxygen to the body, and white blood cells destroy disease. A joyful, positive spirit that music can supply helps to promote, enhance a strong immune system. Mood is a reflection of the spirit dwelling in your earthen vessel, your body. The Bible teaches that music is a spiritual medium having the ability to change mood. Spirits are affected by music, whether the spirit of man, of angels, or devils. Songs of praise to God have the power of mood-changing life in them because God inhabits the praise of His people, and where the Spirit of God and His light dwell, the spirit of darkness and its dark mood must flee. Note 1 Samuel 16:23, and it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. The music of God has the power to alter spiritual composition. Also note that evil music has the opposite effect. For example, carnal music concerts, especially those directed toward the 15 to 30-year-old age group, have major security concerns. Police are brought in to attempt to control the violence, alcohol, and illicit drugs. At a gospel concert, you'll typically only need police to help direct traffic. Two different kinds of music, two different spirits, two different moods, two different gods, one big G-O-D and one little G-O-D. So music directly affects moods, and science now confirms it. Energy Times magazine cited research published in two medical journals concerning mood. The journals stated that people undergoing cardiac procedures enjoy improved mood and see drops in blood pressure and respiratory rates after listening to music. Also, neophyte music makers have shown improved immune responses. In the publication Natural Health, the following paragraphs were found discussing music therapy research and the music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The power of Mozart's music came to public attention largely through innovative research at the University of California in the mid-1990s. at the Center for the Neurobiology of Learning and Memory in Irvine, a research team began to look at the effects of Mozart on college students and children. Frances H. Rauscher, Ph.D., and her colleagues conducted a study in which 36 undergraduates from the psychology department scored 8 to 9 points higher on the spatial IQ test after listening to 10 minutes of Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos in D major. Mozart's music may warm up the brain, suggested Gordon Shaw, a theoretical physicist and one of the Irvine researchers. He suspects that complex music facilitates certain complex neuronal patterns involved in high brain activities like math and chess. By contrast, simple and repetitive music could have the opposite effect. In a follow-up study, the scientists explored the neurophysiological basis of this enhancement. Spatial intelligence was further tested by projecting 16 abstract figures similar to folded pieces of paper on an overhead projector for 1 minute each. The exercises tested whether 79 students could tell how the items would look when they were unfolded. Over a 5-day period, one group listened to the original Mozart sonata, another to silence, and a third to mixed sounds, including the music of Philip Glass, an audio tape story, and a dance piece. The researchers reported that all three groups improved their scores from day one to day two, but the Mozart group's pattern recognition soared 62% compared to 14% for the silence group and 11% for the mixed sound group. The Mozart group continued to achieve the highest scores on subsequent days, proposing a mechanism for this effect. The scientists suggested that listening to Mozart helps organize the firing patterns of neurons in the cerebral cortex, especially strengthening creative right brain processes associated with spatial-temporal reasoning. Listening to music, they concluded, acts as an exercise for facilitating operations associated with higher brain function. In plain English, it can improve your concentration and enhance your ability to make intuitive leaps. The power of music is created by God, and all of creation responds to it. Put music therapy to work in your vehicle and home. Bless yourself in your home by playing and singing along with godly music. Your spirit and your flesh will respond favorably. End of quotes. Proverbs 17:22 reads, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones," and of course, it's true. The following information and references are from the 2014 feature, How Music Affects Us and Promotes Health, on emedexpert.com. Listening to music can reduce chronic pain from a range of painful conditions, including osteoarthritis, disc problems, and rheumatoid arthritis by up to 21% and depression by up to 25%, according to a paper in the latest UK-based Journal of Advanced Nursing. Music therapy is increasingly used in hospitals to reduce the need for medication during childbirth, to decrease postoperative pain, and complement the use of anesthesia during surgery. By playing recordings of relaxing music every morning and evening, people with high blood pressure can train themselves to lower their blood pressure and keep it low. According to research reported at the American Society of Hypertension meeting in New Orleans, listening to just 30 minutes of classical, Celtic, or reggae music every day may significantly reduce high blood pressure. A daily portion of one's favorite pop melodies, classical music, or jazz can speed recovery from debilitating strokes, according to the latest research. When stroke patients in Finland listen to music for a couple of hours each day, verbal memory and attention span improve significantly compared to patients who receive no musical stimulation or listened only to stories read out loud, the study reports. Recent research has shown that music listening after stroke not only promotes behavioral recovery, but also induces fine-grained neuroanatomical changes in the recovering brain. Music can help migraine and chronic headache sufferers reduce the intensity, frequency, and duration of the headaches. Music can boost the immune function. Scientists explained that a particular type of music can create a positive and profound emotional experience, which leads to secretion of immune-boosting hormones. This helps contribute to reduction in the factors responsible for illness. Listening to music or singing can also decrease levels of the stress-related hormone cortisol. Higher levels of cortisol can lead to decreased immune response. The latest 2014 study revealed that listening to Mozart K-448 reduced the seizure recurrence and epileptiform discharges in children with epilepsy. The anti-epileptic effect of Mozart's sonata has been earlier demonstrated by Taiwanese scientists. Using music therapy during childbirth decreased postnatal anxiety and pain, increased the satisfaction with childbirth, and reduced the likelihood of postpartum depression. Music therapy in early stage of tinnitus can prevent tinnitus from becoming a chronic condition. Music has the power to enhance some kinds of higher brain function. Reading and literary skills, spatial, temporal reasoning, mathematical abilities, even children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder benefit in mathematics tests from listening to music beforehand and emotional intelligence. Earlier, it has been thought that listening to classical music, particularly Mozart, enhances performance on cognitive tests. However, recent findings show that listening to any music that is personally enjoyable has positive effects on cognition. Note, for learning or memory performance, it's important that music doesn't have a vocal component. Otherwise, you're more likely to remember the words of the background song than what you're supposed to be recalling. Music reduces muscle tension and improves body movement and coordination. Music may play an important role in developing, maintaining, and restoring physical functioning and the rehabilitation of persons with movement disorders. Keep in mind that listening to too much pop and hard rock music can make you more jittery than energized. Vary what you listen to and find out what type of music is most beneficial for you. Relaxing classical music is a safe, cheap, and easy way to beat insomnia. Many people who suffer from insomnia find that Bach music helps them. Researchers have shown that just 45 minutes of relaxing music before bedtime can make for a restful night. Relaxing music reduces sympathetic nervous system activity, decreases anxiety, blood pressure, heart and respiratory rate, and may have positive effects on sleep via muscle relaxation and distraction from thoughts. Music's ability to heal the soul is the stuff of legend in every culture. Many people find that music lifts their spirits. Modern research tends to confirm music's psychotherapeutic benefits. End of quote. Music is a gift from God to bless the souls of men. When one's choice of music is the music that glorifies God, then that person has the added almighty benefit of the Almighty God who inhabits the praise of His people. Listen with your heart and sing with your might. Start your day God's way. God said, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. God said, Psalms 150:1-6, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. God said, Exodus 15:1-2, Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Man said teaching children about God and His Bible is child abuse, and it must be banned from our schools. Now you have the record.